Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, several beef councils, including Oklahoma, working together with dietitians. Tell us about this joint effort.
Absolutely. Beef councils from Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma recently hosted a select group of 17 registered dietitians from 12 states for a virtual Nutrition Adventure 2021. The attendees were selected given their high level of involvement on social media. During the event, they learned about beef nutrition, including lean cuts of beef, and as the attendees acquired new information about beef nutrition, interactive culinary experiences provided these health professionals with the tools to share their newfound knowledge with clients and patients. They also had the opportunity to learn from a leading protein research expert who shared the importance of protein quality, quantity, and bioavailability. Another important part of the event focused on key areas such as sustainability, animal handling, and animal health and welfare through virtual ranch tours and a panel discussion with experts in the beef community.
Learn more at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Today's cattle futures in the red. We were down 42 in the August live cattle, 122.07. The October's 95 lower at 127.20. December 62 lower at 132.65. The February 37 lower at 137.20. Feeder cattle 32 lower in August at 158.17. The September's down 15 at 161.80. October's down 15 at 164.05. So in the red across the board, a pretty quiet and low volume day it seemed for both the feeder cattle and live cattle. Really the whole week was pretty quiet. It looks like box beef, though, was one bright spot at rally this week. It's up up 206 yesterday at 275.22. It was a $6 or $7 rally over the last week or so for the box beef market. So that was extremely good. Today at midday, it was up another 360 in choice to 278.82. The select up $1.59 at 258.41. So, again, a good trade there. The hog market down 10 to a dollar, with August down 10 at 106.20, October down 95. The current box beef index is up $1.93 at 264.68. There is some talk about the African swine fever and that happening down in the Dominican Republic and what's going on there. We'll continue to monitor that and see how that drives futures prices going forward.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com. That's expressranches.com.
Well, the grain futures under quite a bit of pressure led by beans today. 24 lower in the August, September down 30, November new crop down about 30 cents here at $13.48. Lowest in about five trading days. Right on that support line, you can draw a trend line across the previous lows going back to the middle part of June. We're right at it. Hadn't quite broke through it yet. The wheat futures unchanged to two lower in Kansas City and Chicago. Spring wheat, though, was down September at 901.5, down 17. And then corn down 11 to 12 cents. There was a storm system, is kind of spotted showers in South Dakota today. I don't know how much rain they actually got, but the weather radar looked like they did have some indicated rainfall. And I think that was just enough to push the markets slightly lower. The cotton futures today under pressure as well, with December down 92 at 89.39. There has been a pretty strong trend going all the way back through the spring, back in March at 76. You can draw a line across the lows. So it really, really kind of an abnormal, steady trend upward up to this point. I'm sure there's a volatility in the works. I know that a lot of the crop in West Texas and in Southwest Oklahoma has some issues. A lot of it didn't come up. So there are some headwinds there that kind of support that 90-cent price tag.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.